Last night, Democratic Party voters in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin joined hundreds of thousands of people in other states who have cast uncommitted or uninstructed ballots in presidential primaries. Many did so to protest President Biden's handling of the war in Gaza. Well, the next time these voters have a chance to grade the president will, of course, be in November, and that election will be more consequential. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports on how these campaigns are thinking about their next moves.
About 48,000 people who voted in the Wisconsin Democratic primary bypassed the incumbent president on Tuesday and instead marked their ballot for the uninstructed delegation option. They captured about 8% of the Democratic primary vote, according to results from the Associated Press. Yet in the swing state of Wisconsin, last night's results were significant. The number of uninstructed Democratic primary votes exceeded the margin of Biden's victory over former President Donald Trump 4 years ago. In fact, it more than doubled that margin. Janan Najib of the Wisconsin Coalition for Justice in Palestine says that should be a wake-up call for the president.
We have the power, really, to make President Biden a one-term president, if that is his choice.
But it's a threat organizers hope they won't have to carry out. Movement leader Layla Alabed of Michigan says if there is no lasting ceasefire by the time of the Democratic National Convention in August, the coalition will push to have that in the party platform. Alabed says they'll use their collective voice to focus on
uplifting the voices of Palestinians and the plight of Palestinians at the convention itself.
In a movement that stretches over a dozen states and includes a wide variety of voters, there are many views on how to use the political leverage that comes with voting as a bloc on a single issue. Though Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says he thinks many of these voters ultimately want to back Biden.
There's a real opportunity for President Biden's leadership to bear fruit, to end this heartbreaking crisis, and reach an enduring just peace for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
Wickler says if Biden can accomplish that, many will eventually return to backing the president. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.